And now on BBC Radio 4, it's time once again to join the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker and metal detectorist of the year, 1968 to 1969, Count Arthur Strong. Still a keen metal detectorist to this day, Count Arthur has just finished one of his most successful seasons, finding some 200 weight of galvanised zinc, 3 stones of lead, 11 pounds of copper wire and a plug for the bathroom sink. Join him now for this week's instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show.
Morning, Danny. I'll tell you something, they're asking for trouble if they don't sort that. Who are you? You're not Danny. In fact, not only are you not Danny, you're a good foot taller than he usually is. Why on earth would you think no one would notice that?
Well, I didn't. I'm standing in for him for a couple of days. He's got flu.
Oh, are you? Well, that's just as well, isn't it? I presume you are familiar with a short cracking sight?
I should think so. If you'd like to take a seat, I'll be with you shortly.
Right. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Tell Danny he wants to get some decent magazines as well. You get better ones than this at the doctor's, and I'm not even poorly. Let's have a look. See who's been writing to the agonising aunt. My husband and me have been back from our honeymoon a fortnight, and in all that time, he won't let me have the remote controls for the telly. What can I do? Well, for a start, you can get 2 tellies. You watch it in the kitchen and stop bothering me. Him! Stop bothering him. You're dozy, so and so and so.
Would you like to sit in a chair?
It would make sense, wouldn't it?
Day off, is it, today?
No, it is not a day off. It's, why do you always say that in barbers? Is that what they teach you at haircut college? Eh? When someone comes in for a trim, ask them if they've got a day off. Dear, oh dear, it drives me to disruption, does that? I'll tell you something else. If I was having a day off, I wouldn't be spending it in here. Kind of day off's that, surrounded by the dead hair of others. If I was having a day off, I'd be off somewhere, seeing something new, doing something I haven't done before, like jump off a crane, screaming with elastic tied to your foot. Spongy jumping. You know, you want to live a little, you do, if you think this is a day off.
Sorry I asked. Well, what can I do for you today?
Well, my hair cut, of course. What do people normally want when they come in a barber's? 1/2 pound of liver and some sweetbreads. Oh, although that's not a bad idea, now I've said it out loud. Combining the two in these hard times. Yes, if you had any enterprise about you, you'd be looking into that. You could get a freezer cabinet in here, stock it up with meat. I'm not talking about full-scale butchery. I mean, you couldn't have someone in here sewing a carcass up, for instance. You know, I have a friend who is a very close personal butcher of mine. He might be interested in taking it on as a franchise. Hey, you could call it Hairy Meat Cuts. And you wouldn't need to put any brew cream on the heads because of all the fat that would be in the air.
Well, I'm only filling in for a day or two. It's not my salon.
Oh, for crying out loud. Stand up and be discounted for once in your life, will you? I bet Danny would be thrilled to pieces if when he came back there was a freezer full of offal standing in the corner, quietly humming away. He might even take you on permanent, you know, for showing some initiativity.
I doubt it somehow.
Well, you know, take it or leave it. I've just offered you a glimpse of a whole wide world of meat opportunity knocking on your doorstep.
So, how would you like me to cut your hair today?
I told you, short back and short sides. And listen, you better do a good job of it. I have a very important appointment after here with the top head of an publishing company. I don't want to turn up looking like the last of the Mohicans has been dragged through a hedgehog sideways.
Publishing company. Yeah, you a writer then?
It's one of the many strings to my collection of string I have. Where you probably recognise me from, though, is my many profuse abundance of television appearances on the TV, isn't it? It'll be probably from Softly Softly or something, I would imagine. I get that all the time, people thinking they know me. Yes, it's become something of a level crossing I have to bear. Sometimes I feel as though I'm trapped by my own salary.
What's Softly Softly?
Softly Softly was a spin-off from Zed Cars.
What's Zed Cars?
Zed Victor 1 to BD. Zed Cars. Chief Inspector Barlow.
I've never heard of it. You were in that, were you?
Yes, I was. I played Brian Blessed in it.
Oh, right, I'll have to keep an eye out for it. It might still be on one of the cable channels, you never know.
Anyway, stop listening to me, will you? Just concentrate on doing a good job of my short front and tops. Right, let's have a look on this board. Oh, here we are, Prestige Publishing. I am in the right place then. Right, onward and upward.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have an appointment.
Right. Who is?
Ah, I thought you might ask me that. That's why I took the precaution of writing it down on a piece of paper. There we are. Basildon Bond. I'm his 11 o'clock.
I think you'll find that's the watermark on the paper.
Who is?
Basildon Bond. It's the watermark. They sort of embossed the name into the paper.
Well, there's no right to. I thought my eyes were going. And I bought that writing pad in good faith, as new. I don't want somebody else's doodles all over it. The paper people could find themselves in very hot water over this, selling second-hand paper as new. It's recycling gone mad.
There is some writing on the other side, on the back.
Is there? All right, that's it. I'm not having that. Somebody's scrawled all over it. Look at that. Packet of Jaffa Cakes. Rebecca Peters, 11 o'clock, Prestige Publishers. Toilet roll. It's some idiot's shopping list, is that? Right, that is it. I shall be instructing solicitors forthwith.
But that's us.
What is?
Prestige Publishers. That's us. Rebecca Peters works here. Is that not your writing, then?
Is it? I do have a pen that colour black, as it goes. Well, anyway, who's ever writing it is, there's still the outstanding matter of Basildon Rush writing on the other side of it. I'll not let that drop, the bloody thing. They carry all sorts of diseases, you know, brushes. They've moved into all the towns as well, pulling the bloody bin bags out in the dead of night. Boom, boom, I don't think.
Okie dokie, so you're here to see Rebecca Peters at 11 o'clock?
Apparently so.
If you'd like to take a seat, I'll let her know you're here. Right, do come in and sit down.
Thank you very much.
Can I get you a drink of anything?
Now you've thrown me there. Normally, I don't touch the drink until the sun's gone over the yardstick. But if you're having one, I'll keep you company. A small pint of bitter would go down very nicely. And possibly a bag of pork scratches?
I meant a tea or coffee.
Oh, did you? Right, well, I'll have a tea then, I suppose.
Sarah, could you do some tea? Now, I thought it'd be an idea to get you in for a chat because I wasn't quite following what you were saying when we spoke on the telephone. So I thought if we met face to face, you could run your idea by me again and there wouldn't be any confusion.
Oh, when Hugh said to come in, I was under the impression we'd be talking Turkish. Discussing numbers, my advance, print run and so on and so forth.
Oh, we're some way from thinking about anything remotely like that. So, tell me again from the beginning, as though you're pitching it for the first time.
Well, Sarah, my idea
is... It's Rebecca.
Where?
My name is Rebecca.
Who's Sarah, then?
My PA. She's getting the tea.
Is she? Well, that's confusing, isn't it? Maybe when we've finished our meeting, you two should have a little talk about that.
What's confusing?
All this.
I'm called Rebecca. My PA is called Sarah. There's nothing confusing about that.
Well, you say that, but at least one of us here doesn't know what's going on. At least one. Shall I continue?
Please do.
Right. I want you to imagine you're hungry. And you think to yourself, I want to cook myself something for my dinner to eat. But I don't just want to eat what everybody else is eating. I want to eat what Lionel Blair is having.
Lionel Blair.
Well, it doesn't have to be him. It could be any of that lot. Barry Cryer, it could be him. I've seen him eat.
You see, this is what I didn't quite get on the telephone. What is it you're actually proposing?
I like it. I like the way you do business. Let's cut to the cheese, Sarah. I am proposing a celebrity cookery book back. Cookery back. Book. Celebrity cackery book. Book. Cackery book. A cackery book. Cookery book. What are you talking about? A celebrity cookery book. You know, with recipes in it for crying out loud. What's up with you? Hey. You know, so if you want to feel a bit special one night, you can look up your favourite star off the television or the films and see what they're having on a Tuesday, say, and have the same to eat as them. Oh, imagine the conversations the next day. Oh, yes, I had a lovely bit of tongue with Des O'Connor. I mean, that's got to make you feel $100, hasn't it?
You mentioned a charity aspect on the telephone.
Oh, you remembered that, did you? Well, in that case, some of the money will go to charity. It can't all go to charity, because that would be stupid. I mean, I feel as sorry for them as the rest of us do. But come on, we've all got to eat. You know, we've all got our hard luck stories, haven't we, Sandra? I mean, you wouldn't know it to look at me. But when I was born, I had the umbilical round my neck. Now then, but you don't hear me going on about it night and day, do you? Parading up and down the street, banging a dustbin lid. No, I just get on with my life, and I never, ever, ever mention it that much some days. So, bearing none of that in mind, do you feel an advance coming on?
So how do you find out who eats what,
oh,
when?
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm a personal acquaintance of most of the people I know. They'll be queuing up to do it in a line.
So give me an idea of the calibre of TV and film stars you have in mind.
Well, it could be any one of hundreds of them. And frankly, over the years, I must have eaten most of the top stars. Anita Harris... Do you know, I've never seen one woman put away so much white bait. Dear, oh dear, I didn't know which way to look. It was like something out of Gulliver's Travels, shoveling them in. Mind you, they are tiny though, aren't they, white bait? I mean, if you had them for a main course, you'd literally have to eat millions and millions of them.
Right, I think I'm going to have a good think about this, and I'll certainly be telling my partners about you.
Well, don't take too long, because there are other interested parties interested, so chicory bark won't be on the table forever, if you'll pardon the pun.
What pun?
You know, cookery bark, whatever it is, on the table. Come on, be honest. Oh, I'm full of things like that. So my book will have lots of humour in it as well. Lots of jokes about food. Spotted dick. That's quite funny, isn't it? Eh? Like they say about cream cakes. Nauseating, but nice. Oh, don't get me started, Sandra. Sarah, we'll be going all night. Have a wide dearth of ideas.
Well, it's been very illuminating to meet you.
Well, like I say, if you take too long, I might have to accept one of the other offers. I'm going to a meeting straight after this with a big kitchen manufacturer who is courting me to endorse a range of their products. Because with my name on anything, it would fly off the handle. Off the shelf.
Well, it's been lovely to meet you.
Yeah, I'm not going yet. I haven't had my tea.
Oh,
See, I tried to tell you. That's your fault, is that? If I'd have had a pint of bitter, that would have been gone by now. I can drink a pint of bitter in under a second or less. Remember that for when I come in to sign my contract. Get a party seven in. And then we could do a spin-off on what I eat in a typical week for my breakfast, dinner and tea. And then someone could eat me for a whole week. I wonder what I eat. I know, I'll start writing it down in a edible diary, eh? Eat your heart out, huge furry whipping stool. There's a new head on the chopping block.
Right, well, I must get on.
Yes, what time is it?
12:15.
Blimey, I'd better get down to the shopping centre, my next meeting. Yes, hear what kind of offer they're going to do to me on the table. Anyway, lovely to meet you, Sozada. Don't forget, she who hesitates gets the early worms in a bush.
Where have you been? You're half an hour late.
I've had a very important executive business meeting, Billy, at boardroom level, which overran and bumped into the glass ceiling.
Lovely. Look, I'm going to miss the doctors if I don't get off now. You know how all this works, don't you?
Oh, don't worry about that. I've seen you do it dozens of hundreds of times. Any idiot can slice vegetables into slices.
Yeah, well, don't forget to keep saying the product name as you're demonstrating it. I better go now.
Right, go on then. Clear off. Leave it to me. Hey, and I'll tell you something. I bet I get rid of a few more of these than you would with my pattern and background in show business. Plus, I have what they call animal magnesium.
Right, well, I'll see you later.
Now, what's this called, this thing? The Deluxe Veggie Slice-O-Matic. $9.99. Oh, that's daylight robbery. Why would anyone want to spend that much on this load of rubbish? Right, let's get a few sold. Well, there's not many people about, is there? Oh, here, I know. I'll slice a cucumber up. That'll draw a crowd in. Get that and stick that on it. All right, where's my cucumber? Here we are. Put that on there and simply slice... Ow! Me bloody finger! Oh, the sodding thing! Oh, that's cut, that is. Dear, oh, dear.
You did that wrong.
What?
That's not how he does it.
And how would you know?
Well, because I sit down here every day for a rest on my way to the paper shop and back. Always have a chat to Billy.
Well, you know, I have a different technique to William. I'm more flamboyant.
It's upside down.
Yes, that's right. It's all part of my different technique I employ.
You're dripping blood all over your cucumber.
Oh, sod it.
He keeps some plasters under the counter.
Thank you very much. I do know that. Don't let me keep you, Noel. Oh, just get the plaster on my finger. Oh, right, start again. I'll turn that the other way round this time. Oh, look, there's a couple watching. I'll give them a bit of patter. That's right, dear. Gather round. Don't be shy. I used to be shy once. Yes, because I didn't like nuts. That's right. I was a coconut shy. Oh, someone stop me. Here, now I'll tell you something. You'll have never seen anything like this before. I'm going to show you now. First of all, you take your cucumber. Of course, it doesn't have to be a cucumber. It can be, well, I can't think of another vegetable at this precise moment, but you can use your imagination to conjure up one that isn't a cucumber. So, you take your imaginary vegetable and simply press it up against this and... Wally, ow, me bloody finger! Oh, it's like a sudden death trap, is this thing? So, simply take your chosen vegetable. In my case, I tend to favour the cucumber. There is something quintessentially English about a cucumber, I always think. Must be the way it looks. So anyway, take the sodding thing, stick it up against this, and with just a simple flick of the... Ow! I've cut myself again. I've only got one bloody plaster left. So who wants one then? Come on, a bargain. $9.99. I might not be here tomorrow. I'll be in the sodding hospital having a blood confusion.
Hello, Arthur. What are you doing?
I'm Harry carrying myself, one finger at a time. Hey, what does it look like?
Where's Billy?
What is this, the Spanish indigestion? has gone to the doctors, if you must know, and because I'm the good samurai I am, I said I'd stand in for him.
Oh, that's good of you.
Yes, well, that's my trouble. I've a heart of blood. Well, I did have.
Have you sold many?
Selling, Geoffrey, isn't all about sales. Not if I have anything to do with it. I'm doing all the spade work, sowing the seed so that everyone that walked past me earlier will now be thinking, do you know, I think I'll purchase one of those finger slicers that celebrity was demonstrating on my way back. Yes, that's when I'll start racking my sails up. Oh, look, there's two of them now. They've walked past me before, this pair.
Look, he's got four plasters on now. You're running out of fingers, mate.
Oh, shut up and clear off if you're not going to buy one.
Well, I wouldn't buy one of those. I wouldn't be able to afford the bandages.
That's right. Very good. Ooh, everyone thinks they're Arthur Askey today, don't they? It's these things, not me. The rubbish. They're made all upside down. Here, what about you, Geoffrey? Have you got one?
Oh, no, I don't need one. I just use a sharp knife.
Oh, no, that's where you're going wrong. Sharp knives can be dangerous, Geoffrey. You see, the thing about this, the automatic finger, is they've thought of all that, and it's got all safety things built into it. Oh, yes, it's completely idiot-proof. You see, with this revolutionary new intervention, all you do is place the cucumber like so, and there you are, one perfectly cut finger. Do me a favour. Nip to the chemist and get a packet of plasters. Better make it a catering pack.
Here's your tea, Arthur. It was 90 pence.
All right, all right. Dear, oh dear, you'd have the coins off me eyes, you, wouldn't you? Hey, I'll pay you it when I get me wages, when Billy comes back.
What about the plasters?
Yes, and the plasters too. Now, listen, are you sure you won't have one of these vegetable finger choppers? Because they'll be flying off the shelves in a minute. I'll do you a good price, $10.99.
It says they're $9.99 on that.
Yes, Geoffrey. That's because I've added something on for the plasters and tea. Because I haven't forgot I owe you that, even if you have. Oh, look, it's her from the publishers this morning. Oh, I don't want her to see me behind this. Geoffrey, quick, come round here. Put this apron on.
But why? I haven't got to get home.
Just shut up and do as you're told. Just play along. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. How much... Oh, good afternoon. Fancy bumping into you along here.
Oh, hello. Just out for a sandwich.
Same here. Oh, yes, I'm very hungry after my two business meetings in one morning I've had.
Are you thinking of buying one of these?
One? Oh, very amusing. Yes, that's very droll, Sandy. I'm thinking more in the thousands.
Are you?
Shut up. Please. You see, this may be the appliance I endorse, and once my name's on, it will be flying out the window. Look what happened to George Formby. He's made a fortune with that barbecue grill that cooks fat. Hey, just the way you like it. Ooh, shame he's not still around to enjoy it. Yes, they didn't think that through, did they?
What have you done to your hand?
Nothing.
You've got a plaster on every finger.
Oh, that. Oh, yes, that. I'm with you now. I trapped them in next door's letterbox. Or an excuse to that effect. So, Geoff... Oh, excuse me, Sandra. I must still have a bit of sandwich in my mouth. Geoff! That's how I cough. It's like I'm saying a name, isn't it, almost? Geoff! That's better. Probably a bit of dungeon meat wedged in my thorax. You, whose name sounds like coffin... Talk me through how you were telling me this works again, would you?
What, me?
Yes, you idiot. If you are an idiot, I would have no way of knowing that, of course.
Well, the Veg-Slice-O-Matic makes life in the kitchen a breeze with its innovative design and six cutting blades.
How do you know all that?
It's on the box.
Is it? I never saw that. All right then, clever clogs. Let's see you slice something up then. See how you get on with us. Here, this'll be worth watching, Sandra. Go on then. Do a cucumber. Watch this.
If you want to slice a cucumber up, simply place the cucumber onto the patented Easy Slide guide and move backwards and forwards lightly in a soaring motion.
Ooh, how are you doing that?
Oh, it's easy.
Let me have a look at your finger. Not a mark. Look at that.
What were you expecting to see?
I just wondered if he was wearing a ring, because that wouldn't be very unhygienic, would it, if he was?
Well, I'm not.
I can see that. That is abundantly clear, thank you. Why do you have to keep chipping in?
Well, are you going to place an order for any, do you think?
Yes, I think I might. I'll
take 1,000.
Really?
No. Yes. In fact, make it 2,000. Why not? We'll make twice as much.
Arthur? Jeff? What's going on?
You'll never guess, Billy. Arthur has just placed an order for 2,000 veggie slice-o-matics.
Have you?
No.
Yes.
He's going to endorse them like George Formby, aren't you, Arthur?
What have I told you about butting in all the time?
But why are you on the stall?
I don't know.
Why is he on the stall?
Oh, what are you asking me for? I am just the Carkery back writer who wants to endorse this wonderful invention.
What's a Carkery back?
I think he means cookery book. Anyway, I'd better leave you all to it. It's all becoming a little too involved for me.
Righto then, lovely to run into you again. Get your people to speak to my people, and then we'll ask them what they said, and they can tell us that. Now, about my 200 of these.
You said 2,000.
No. Yes. Oh, shut up.
Arthur, house tricks?
I wouldn't know. I'm not Jack Daniels, am I?
Right, well, what can I get you?
I'll have a pint of bitter and a large Paul Daniels. You better give me a straw as well. Can't grip anything with these sodden plasters on.
What have you done?
I was helping Billy demonstrate his vegetable sluicer, if you must know. I'll tell you something, it's a speed trap, is that death slicer. It ought to be banned. It's a wonder I didn't cut an archery.
There you go.
Billy said to open a slate for him and put that drink on it. For all the help I've been to him today, he's just packing up a big order up. Here, Jack, you don't want to buy one, do you? A slice of finger. Only I think it looks like I might be able to unexpectedly get my hands on a couple of thousand.
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gedroych, Alistair Kerr and Dave Mountfield. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at Comedia Bath, is produced by John Leonard and Mark Radcliffe, and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.